For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Bradley Fuller. According to Chief George T. Bauer, commander of Fort Jackson's 282nd Army Band, it's not every day that musicians in the group get to perform alongside an organist. But then again, it's not every day that an anniversary arrives like the one coming up on Sunday, November 11th. It's not only Veterans Day 2018, but also the centennial of the armistice that brought an end to World War I's hostilities. To mark the occasion, Chief Bauer says that he assembled a unique selection of pieces and performers for a special concert. Not long ago, I had the chance to speak with Bauer about the performance. He filled me in on the details after first providing some background on the 282nd Band. Well, Chief Bauer, it's great to have you along today.
It's great to be here. Thanks for the time.
You direct the 282nd Army Band at Fort Jackson. Could you share a little background on this ensemble?
Well, the 282nd Army Band is comprised of 40 soldier musicians, and we divide the unit into approximately 4 to 5 different teams, musical teams or musical ensembles that cover different genres. We have a ceremonial unit that you would see marching down the main street there doing a parade. We also support every Thursday the basic training graduations, which is obviously a major piece of Fort Jackson. Then we also have small brass quintets that will do ceremonial functions in a smaller setting. We have a jazz combo that does protocol missions, playing background music, say for the CG, the commanding general somewhere. And then we have a rock band which entertains the troops, and we also take that out and entertain the general public with that as well. But at particular parts of the year, we would come together as an entire traditional concert band type ensemble in support of the holiday season. And then also during Independence Day, we'll do a 4th of July concert. And we'll also use that ensemble as an outreach mechanism to go out into the community and play a patriotic concert and really just connect the American people with their army.
So just to clarify, as you said, soldier musicians, all the musicians in this group are just enlisted personnel, military servicemen and women, just like anyone else.
Correct. We all enlist. We all go to basic training. We all do know how to fire our assigned weapons. And every morning, like everybody else, we're out there doing the push-ups and the sit-ups and the running. So, yes, we have all those soldier obligations along with maintaining the perishable skill of being a musician.
And what all is in store for the band in the near future?
Well, this is a very busy season for us right now. It's obviously we're approaching the holiday season. We'll have a big holiday concert at the Koger Center. But also, we've put a lot of effort into marking the armistice, the centennial of the armistice, the signing of the armistice, ending World War I. And it's a very significant event in history. And so I have put together a concert marking that, and we'll do that at 5 p.m. at Trinity Cathedral on Sunday, November the 11th.
And this is a brass concert, is that right?
It is brass, choir, and organ. My background is a brass player, so I kind of fell in love with the brass choir when I was in graduate school, and saw a lot of that as well when I was in Germany and kind of learned the repertoire. And so I assembled some rather unique pieces for this concert. It's not going to be your ordinary, what you would consider an ordinary army band concert. We're not playing any Sousa. So most people, you come and you want to hear Stars and Stripes. And that's all well and good, and that's a great piece, but we're trying to emphasize something else with this concert.
And what exactly would that emphasis be?
Well, really, about half to two-thirds of the music is somehow tied to either World War I or World War II. For instance, we're going to be doing Marcel Dupré's heroic poem, which was written for the rededication of the cathedral in Verdun, France. Verdun was completely wiped off the map by artillery fire, and this piece was used when they rebuilt the cathedral, so there's a tie. My wife is going to be the organist for the concert, and she is doing a piece by Durafley that ties into World War II. It's a solo piece. It won't involve the brass, but it does tie into the theme. And it's written on it's based on the name of a friend that was killed in World War II. So there's a lot of that kind of thing going on where we're tying into Veterans Day proper and the armistice.
Do you often get to perform with an organist?
This is very unique. This usually doesn't happen, but the stars kind of aligned in this instance. Trinity, we approached Trinity Cathedral, and they were very willing to sponsor the concert. And Well, I guess 17 years ago, I married an organist, so that part worked out well, too. And we also have very strong musicians. Like every other military unit, people rotate in and out during the summer, so we were able to get a firm grasp of the talent that was coming in, and we found that it was strong enough that would be able to support this concert. So, and luckily, like I said, it's the centennial, it's the 100th anniversary, so we decided to go for it.
And how many brass players will be featured?
We'll have anywhere from up to 15. Some pieces are a little bit smaller, but it'll be 15 with a battery of three percussionists and the organist.
And so they're excited to break into some repertoire that's not Manhattan Beach March or yeah. Stars and Stripes.
Yeah, you know, those are all great tunes, and there's great music there. But if you play the same music every Thursday morning, it can get old, even if it's great music. So this is really graduate-level work that we're trying to do here, graduate school-level repertoire, and they're all real excited about being able to delve into this music.
Chief Bauer, I think it's great that the end of the First World War is being commemorated in this way. I mean, I think we often forget about it by the scale of the Second World War, and certainly wish you and all the performers the best on this Sunday.
We appreciate it. Thank you.
Part of a conversation I had with Chief George T. Bauer, commander of the 282nd Army Band at Fort Jackson. Brass players and percussionists from the group will join organist Debbie Bauer at Trinity Episcopal Cathedral in Columbia at 5 p.m. on Sunday, November 11th for a Veterans Day concert. The program, which falls on the 100th anniversary of the armistice signing that ended World War I, includes selections by Bach, Rachmaninoff, Dupré, Copland, and others. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Bradley Fuller.